KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
So we're coming to that time of year where folks are signing up for life courses at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Let me make this clear at the onset, whether in this conversation or other conversations we have about the life courses. These are courses designed for the entire community. If you're listening and you maybe attend another church, maybe you're attending no church, but you're hearing about a course that is relevant to your needs and you want to plug into, listen, you are invited. And they get underway Monday, February 2nd, and then there's Thursday evening classes as well that get underway February 5th. If you want to look at the complete list of life courses coming to Calvary Church Albuquerque, I'd encourage you to go to the website at calvarynm.church. And then under the ministries heading, all the way at the bottom there, life courses, click on that. And let me read through this real quick, because you may not even be aware that some of these courses exist. Couples Rebuilding Trust, Women Living Without Abuse, Without Anger, a course for men, Trauma, PTSD, Healing, there's a specifically for veterans as well as others, and then there's a veterans course for that and a civilians course, Substance Abuse for men dealing with substance abuse, Life After Abortion, Life After Betrayal, a course designed for women, Growing Through Grief, and Growing in Christ, the Foundations course. We're focusing today on the Biblical Discipleship course, which is going to start on Monday, February 2nd, as we were talking about it off the air. That is Groundhog Day, so I guess we'll know how much winter we have, if you believe in any of that, when we get to February 2nd. But in studio with us, Rebecca Gorman and Dennis Poper, two of the facilitators there. Of course, I want to mention the leader, Steve Archuleta, his investment in this course and the people facilitating and attending. But Rebecca and Dennis, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Glad it's to good be to be here.
Glad to have you here. And we were talking off the air too. And you know, when you rebrand something, I think you're supposed to, like, you know, move forward, stick with the brand. But I think it's important for those who've been around any length of time to know the history of this course. And I'll throw it to either one of you. We talked about it before we went on the air. Just mentioning some of the previous names of the course may perk up people to go, oh, you know what? I've taken that course. I know what it's about. And I know that, you know what? I could do a refresher course or bring someone with them to be a part of it. But Rebecca, kind of walk us through the history of biblical discipleship.
Okay, well, when I took it in the 90s, it was called Self-Confrontation, and that's the name of the book that we still use today.
Yeah.
And then it got changed, and I'm not sure exactly when it got changed, but it became Step by Step. So taking that course in the different chapters in the book, going step by step through the Bible, really. And then today it is now called Biblical Discipleship, which I think it fits very well with exactly what it is.
Yeah, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong. To be honest with you, I never took the course. I've been around a lot of people who have, including my bride, who's, I think, been through it once or twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I kind of garnered from discussions I've had about it, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, it is a course you could take several times because I believe people will show up at the course and there might be a life-dominating sin or issue that they address with the curriculum and really kind of focus on that area for themselves.
Yes.
But is that somewhat the case?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as us teachers and leaders in this ministry, we take this over and over again. In other words, it affects our lives every time we go through this semester. And you know, that's something that people, we're just really focusing on getting people discipled. That is lacking in a lot of people's walks with Christ. You know, you can know God, but are you a Jesus follower? Well, this helps you understand what it is to be a Jesus follower.
Okay. Rebecca, any more to add to that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people who are maybe seeking counseling, if we've actually sent them to this class, and it will deal with those problems that they've had in many ways, and then they're able to not even have to go to counseling because they've been counseled through the Word of God.
Yeah, good point.
Now, we've directed people to the website to find out more about it at calvarynm.church. Under Ministries, go down to Life Courses. You click on that, you'll see a banner for each of the classes and courses. But click on Biblical Discipleship. I kind of want to address some of what's written here, because I often think of people that are listening or going here, and people often find reasons not to help themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, looking at this, let's speak to the person that sees this and says, homework, you know, yeah. Scripture memorization, you know, and maybe isn't as concerned about some of the other things, but people who are seeing that and maybe feel intimidated or are just kind of almost hesitate to say cop out, but you know, I'm no good at that, which I would read and go,
yeah, so. You're as you go through this course, the homework is really about confronting yourself through God's word.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick a subject of maybe you're struggling with something in your life, and you're going to pick that sin, and then you're going to focus on that through your homework. So it really is heart surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not really like any other class I've ever taken. It's more about looking at self through
right.
God's word.
Okay, so I mean the homework, although there may be some actual pen paper homework,
yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it is applying what you've talked about and considered in the class.
It's freeing. So yeah. God's word will set you free. And I can go just real quick down
Please.
Some of the lessons. There's
yeah.
22 lessons. It's you can change biblically. You can change biblically, number two, man's way, God's way. Man's way, God's way twice. Well, biblical dynamics of change, biblical structure of change, biblical practice achieving lasting change, dealing with self, anger and bitterness, fellowship. We have a fellowship. That's another cool thing is we sit down and eat together twice.
Yep. Yep.
In the middle
about,
of it.
There's something
yeah.
about breaking bread,
yeah.
man.
So we have a potluck together. Interpersonal problems, the marriage relationship, parent and child. That's a really good one. And some of them that have really been effective I've seen is depression, fear and worry, life-dominating practices, and God's standard for life. So those are the lessons that we go over. Talk about scripture. Man,
yeah.
there are tons of scripture that we go over, and we memorize as many as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So it's been life-changing for me, for sure.
Often, it's just the repetition that brings the memorization. I mean, how many songs do you have stuck up in your head?
Right.
You know, and your brain can do it. And when we're talking about the homework, let me just say this to the person who's thinking about the memorization of the homework, and I will say you can do this course.
Amen.
Do not show up. There'll be facilitators to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess, Rebecca, Dennis, you and others have made lifelong friends in these courses.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. And I took the class 5 times just personally. And each time there were just a couple of times there that I just couldn't do it. But then, you know, I kept thinking, this has changed my life
yeah.
in
yeah.
many ways. And I go through some of those things in the book and in God's word. And I think, and I remind myself of the things that I'm supposed to do. So, just thinking about what I think, say, and do, that is something I learned in biblical discipleship. So it's very
good.
Important for
yeah.
me to always keep those things in mind. And I just, the friendships that I've made and even now serving in the course,
yeah.
Just being able to minister to the students, that take the course, and being able to be a discipler and come alongside them,
yeah,
and helping them just grow in their faith. And one of the things that is my favorite is at the end of the class when they do a testimony night, listening to all the students about how it really changed their life, and they wish they would have taken it sooner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and for those listening, another thing that pops in your head is class, tuition, money. Well, let me tell you this. The price to put it on is very fair. It's free, 50-free. So take advantage of the free course. Now, there are materials you can choose to purchase. Rebecca Dennis, you've been doing this a long time. Have you ever known someone who wanted the materials that weren't able to get them?
No. You got to have the book to get through it, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But have you ever had somebody ask you a question and you give them your opinion? How about them a Bible verse? This is what helps you counsel other people. If you feel like, hey, man, I just wish I could help this person that's going through anger, worry, or whatever. There's scripture. The Bible has everything you need to live a godly life.
I can answer, specific. Well, I can think of a specific, but I'll make it pretty generic. Someone who approached me one time, I was actually in business networking with the general community, rubbing with believers, unbelievers alike, rubbing elbows. And someone just wanted to talk because, I'd kind of lived in front, and sat down and had coffee, and he goes, man, you are so this way. I have a difficulty with this area of my life. And I was able to say, well, I don't know about you. However, my standard in these areas is the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I shared scripture with him, and this is, and then actually, because I wasn't sure of where he was as far as being a believer or not, I said, the Word of God is active, and it's powerful, right? It's alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow. Regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, it has power. But it was an opportunity to say, now, quite honestly, these issues are kind of secondary because in 1 Corinthians we read, Paul says, I deliver to you as of first importance the gospel, he says.
Amen.
So I said, so if I'm going to share anything really with you from the scripture, let me start here. So it gives you opportunity in these conversations to essentially get people to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And if you're talking to a believer, then it gives you opportunity to share the tools that you've learned and help someone else use, like you said, Rebecca, to disciple. Dennis, you've been on with us a lot. Rebecca, I think this is your first time, but as we always say, you turn around and time's gone.
Yeah.
And it is, but I don't want to cut you off. Briefly, if either of you have anything else that you don't want to left unsaid before we wrap this up.
I just want to reach out to the guys out there and even the wives that have men that wish they would come. I believe this would make you more solid, more knowledgeable in God's word. And it will help you understand how to help someone else as well and pray for someone else. So I just want to encourage guys to come out.
All right, Rebecca?
Yes, and on that point, my husband is taking the class for the first time.
Hey!
So I'm really thrilled about that, and just knowing that how what I've seen in my life, he's going to see that in his life, and it's just a life changer.
Yeah, completely. I'm glad he's taking it, but I can tell you for sure, with your time in the class has had an impact already on his life.
Yeah.
But Dennis Poper and Rebecca Gorman, the facilitators at Biblical Discipleship, along with leader Steve Archuleta, thank you all for what you're doing. And I do want to, again, Amy, at the website calvarynm.church under ministries, go to Life Course. Biblical Discipleship. And again, whether you attend Calvary Church or not, whether you attend a church or not, you are invited for that Monday, February 2nd, when the class gets underway. And listen, if you can't make it on Monday, February 2nd, come out on the 9th. Don't let that keep you from doing it either. Rebecca, Dennis, thank you both.
God bless. Thanks
so
much.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.